Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, 8:47, 13 till 9, there is a tornado warning that's been put out for St. Tammany Parish, but it's really for the northeastern part of the parish, more by Talisheek and Florinville, I think is the name of the area, more by the Mississippi border. So be aware of that. And, of course, we've got the other warnings out with severe weather that's coming through the area and some power outages. And going to the text line here real quick, I can update you with some things that people have texted in. Street lights out at City Park Avenue and Canal. Lights turned back on around St. Anthony of Padua. Power outage in Mid-City, Navarre Avenue. Navarre neighborhood down Canal. Power out in Terrytown, somebody said. And that's about it for now. If you have any information, 504-260-1870. Representative Larry Bagley joins us now to talk about his bill that was going to do away with brake tags. How you doing, Representative?
Good morning. I'm out of the weather right now, so everything's good.
Yeah, how's everything in Baton Rouge, as a matter of fact?
Well, right now it's raining very hard. I'm at the Capitol, and the lights have flickered, but they haven't gone off.
And everything's going to proceed as planned?
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, we had a slow morning. We weren't going to start till later anyway. Just, I'm not sure it wasn't weather-related to the way they set all that up, but today's been kind of slow, and we haven't done much, but we will. We'll go back in.
Let's talk about your bill. I was going to do away with inspection stickers, brake tags, whatever you want to call them. Where does that stand?
Yeah, well, right now, what happened was there's about $11 million that state police get each year out of that, and they use that for enforcement and however else. And they took a big cut when we did away with used concealed carry and did away with the instruction and training. They made money out of that, and so that was not put back in. Also, 2 years ago, we had vape smoke, and that's kind of gone, and we taxed that last year, and that money was supposed to go to the state police. Everything was set up to pay where they would not lose any money. The vape smoke has been in court, and although it's $25 million over the course of 5 years, we're still tied up to court. They haven't gotten anything. And, you know, it's kind of like, and when we talked, you know, we can't go on what we may get. We need to go, you know, we have to have enough money to work. So, and I told them originally that we were going to try to make everything good to when we came out of that. OMB was going to need they usually get about $3 million out of it. I was going to get them, I think it's $1.2 million is what they needed to stay even. Even though they're not going to do anything with it, there's still the five parish attainment zone that we've still got to get stickers for. But those, they would not have the checks like, you know, anybody else. All 64 parishes would lose that, I guess you'd call it something, a nuisance to have to go and get those things put on your car. But everybody be out of it. And we're still going to do that. Actually, the state police have told, you know, where I'm working with them now to try to get all this worked out, to get the money straight. That's what it all is about. Nobody's opposed to doing it in the Capitol. Now, there are people that, you know, have these shops and they're against it. They'd like to keep them, but, you know, they might get a year reprieve. But it's a very, very popular. I think somebody told me they'd done a little deal that like 91% of the people said they wanted, you know, to get rid of them. So it's just a matter of making the money right. And right now, the governor has been tight on all. I've even gone to him about, you know, maybe we could get this through and then just cover it. But, you know, they're trying to cover a lot of other things that we're doing. So it's going to be I'm going to have to do something specific to raise some money, move money around, and that's going to probably take a constitutional amendment. So, we're still on it. There's no doubt that I think we're going to get rid of them. It might be just take a little bit longer.
So to be clear, this has nothing to do with vehicle safety. That these inspection stickers has nothing to do with insurance enforcement. What do you call it? The emperor's not wearing any clothes, Representative. How am I trying to say? Let's not kid ourselves here. This is nothing but raising money. Right?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
That's it.
All about revenue.
And, they throw in the safety deal occasionally, but the main deal is we need our money. And that was the whole thing from the very start. I knew that, as you did too.
Yep.
I mean, they throw the little safety thing in there, but the state police and any police officer has the potential to stop you and check all those things anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if your car's smoking or they see your windshield cracked or in a regular traffic stop, your tires are worn, they can ticket you for any of that now. And again, my son did it. He left the house one day in town and didn't turn his headlights on, and they stopped him within 10 miles of the house because he didn't have headlights on. So if you got them off or you got one out, they're going to stop you now and give you a nice little ticket.
Let's face it, Representative. You know, it's no secret that few of us are driving around without anything wrong or do anything wrong when we drive around. Where there
right.
is a reason for a police officer, chances are to stop you.
Yes. And look, I understand their job to get, you know, to come to the car and ask you to do this. And there's always the chance of some sort of injury or, conflict. But none of us want to have our privacy invaded, even if we may think everything's okay, mm-hmm. and then find out something's not wrong. I don't want to have to dig through to be sure all that's done.
And this is a tax, is what it is. It's just a tax, is what it is, that is going away and is going to have to be replaced some other way, right?
There's no other thing I could say. That. In fact, I've used that term in committee, that it's just a tax that we'll try to get rid of.
Thank you, Representative.
So, yeah,
appreciate your time. Stay safe. Fire Representative Larry Bagley. So there you go. It's not about safety. It's about money, and LSP OMV saying they need the money, so they'll try to find another way. 854, 6-9, traffic now, WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.